This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A week out from the election in Ireland, abortion advocates are growing less confident. Support for their measure to let legislators decide who can be killed and when in abortion is collapsing. The last week has seen support for killing Amendment 8 falling over 10%, a bad sign for them because any campaign relies on growing support near elections. That growing momentum is now pro-life, with only a 12-point margin and 17% uncommitted. An open letter from psychiatrists in Ireland cuts into the argument that abortion can be justified for mental health reasons. The letter says most abortion cannot be called health care, as it is something else entirely. This is Life News Radio. The new Pope Francis movie is released Friday the 18th. My review of Pope Francis, A Man of His Word, is at lifenewsradio.com. In short, it offers a wonderful look at the world seen through the eyes of Pope Francis. While it is presented by a secular production company, this movie deftly ties Francis to the Saint Francis of 800 years ago and presents a discreet though poignant call to Christian holiness. I recommend this movie for all ages. Check out my full review at lifenewsradio.com. And its limited run means you should see Pope Francis, A Man of His Word, soon. Dave Andrusko with the National Right to Life Committee says the path to the Holocaust was created by National Socialist eugenic call for euthanasia and sterilization. He quotes a Holocaust Museum curator who wrote that it is not a large leap from killing the ill to the mass murder of 6 million Jews. Excluding any human soul from the circle of legal and ethical protection must not be tolerated. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.